Hi, looking back on February 28, the day in 1983 when the final episode of MASH went to air in the US. Goodbye, Farewell, Amen became the most watched TV show of all time, attracting 77% of the audience.
Maybe you're right. Maybe we will see each other again. But just in case we don't, I want you to know how much you've meant to me.
And in 1984, Michael Jackson won a record 8 awards at the Grammys.
When something like this happens, you want those who are very dear to you up here with you. Toya and Janet, please come up.
February 28 birthdays, it's Captain Stubing's birthday today. Actor Gavin McLeod is 89. He was in movies in the 60s before making it big in television on McHale's Navy, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and of course, The Love Boat.
I hope that you're all taking advantage of our wonderful facilities. There's something for everybody on board.
Mario Andretti, the first racing driver to claim championships in both Formula One and IndyCars, turns 80.
I would like to do Formula One someday. And Mario says, whenever you think you're ready, call me.
Australian singer, songwriter and jingle writer Mike Brady is 72. He had this huge hit.
Up there, crusading. In there and fight. Out there and Adam. Show them your might.
B-52 singer Cindy Wilson is 63 today. Former federal Labor leader, political commentator, now One Nation state leader in New South Wales, Mark Latham, turns 59.
Trying to shout people down, rude gestures, close down, democratic debate.
And Jack Zeeble, North Melbourne captain, turns 29 today.
The goal's going to be kicked by Zeeble and the Kangaroos at the front with 20 seconds left.
Finally, today is the anniversary of the death of one of Australia's great rockers, Billy Thorpe. The 60s icon was 60 when he died on this day in 2007.
Most people I know think that I'm crazy.
Remembering Billy Thorpe on February 28th.